has turned joyous now, and I'm happy and I'm fulfilled. I need to remember sometimes the things that have happened to me.
I lived in a big house and I advertised that I had an apartment, private entrance. $250, the college student special. But I made some modifications on the apartment. I put a lot of one-way mirrors in there. I read about some guy that did it out in Cleveland, and I thought, how great! Put a one-way mirror in the bathroom so I could see from my place in there. One-way mirror in the bedroom. I had listening devices. For weeks and weeks before I put an advertisement in the paper, I got that thing outfitted so I could watch whoever I rented it to at every moment, at every anger, at every action. And sure enough, I waited after the ad. When guy showed up, and I said, sorry, I just rented it. But then I knew she would come sooner or later. Sweet! 21, college student out of town. I showed her the place. $100. She said, that's unbelievably cheap. This is a wonderful. I said, well, I like to do my part for college students. Well, I guess you want to freshen up. So here's the place. Here's the keys. And enjoy it. Oh, boy. She said, I do want to freshen up, as a matter of fact. I said, well, I'll leave you alone then. And I left the place. Sprinted out of there. Out the front door, around the back end of my place, in front of my one-way mirror. Sure enough, there she was, taking a shower. Oh, God! I sit in my own place. Yeah, what you keep for? What you keep for? What you do? What you do? It was just magnificent. And I could follow her around. After which she toweled dry slowly, lovingly, and went to lie down on the bed for a while. I was like, it was magnificent. I'd watch her in the bedroom. Kitchen. Sometimes she'd cook and do her ironing naked. Nella. Eventually she got suspicious. Everywhere she went, she could hear vaguely coming through the mirrors, you know. So, plus there were a lot of mirrors in the place, and she got to thinking, hey, could this guy be one of those? Oh, man, but while it lasted. Just imagine that! While it lasted, how sweet! To watch! I swear it, I never heard her. I got to know her patterns exactly. I knew exactly when she came in, exactly what she would do. I knew, for example, she always took a massive gassif at a certain time of the day, and I knew she never took a shower after it, so I knew I couldn't be discovered there. So when I saw her coming in, I slipped through my private entrance to her place, through the closet, into the bathroom, zipped the shower curtain shut, and stood there in the tub to savor the ambiance. Ooh. She went in there, sat down, and I said, oh, geez, please, Lord, please, let it be a massive gas. A few seconds later, oh, Nelly. Oh, my knees nearly buckle. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. I just stood there, gripping the soap dish for support. Oh, enveloping the ambience of so glorious an expulsion. The head was magnificent. Then I heard scratching, and I thought, what is he doing? And I heard more and more scratching, and then I thought, wait a minute. Imagine my shock and horror when I opened the shower curtains, and there was her cat squatting, looking at me. And I went, oh, no!
What it must be like.